Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I hope you're ready to learn. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is health, and the title of today's show is My Eyes Hurt. My Eyes Hurt. Katie, do you ever have problems with your eyes?
Sometimes. Sometimes they hurt a lot, so I have to find different ways to take care of them. And that's something that we'll talk about today. Hi, friends. My name is Katie, and I'm your other teacher here on the show.
All right, everyone. I hope your eyes don't hurt right now, because it's time to read it. Let's go to Katie.
Rob stares at his computer too much. His eyes hurt. He needs to take better care of his eyes. He only has one pair. Abby gives him some advice. One of Rob's contacts is bothering him. He can take it out, but how can he clean it? Jim tells him to put it in his mouth, but that could give Rob an eye infection.
Now, before we talk about English, let's talk about technology. Katie, how often do you look at a computer?
Well, I use my computer most of the day at work, and I look at my smartphone a lot too. And I read books on something like a small computer.
Yeah, I look at a computer a lot for work too. I know that can be unhealthy, but what can you do?
I know, and I know I have to take better care of my eyes too. It's hard, though, because everyone uses this kind of technology every day.
That's true. We often use computers. But right now, let's go learn our keywords with Christina.
今天讲到的是眼睛的保健。首先 ,Rob 盯着电脑看,他看太久了。眼睛盯着注视某样东西,就用动词 stare。He stares at the computer too much. 电脑看太久,怪不得今天眼睛会痛。His eyes hurt. 眼睛就是 eye. 它的复数直接加 s, 变成 eyes 就可以了。我们实在应该好好的照顾自己的眼睛,毕竟我们每一个人都只有一双眼睛而已。一双就是 a pair. We only have one pair of eyes.知识丰富的 Abby 给了我们很多很好的意见、忠告、劝告，就是 advice。它是不可数名词。Abby can give us some advice。像 Rob 戴隐形眼镜好像就出了问题。隐形眼镜是 contact。He's having problems with his contacts。如果身边没有携带清洗的隐形眼镜药水的话，Jim 建议把隐形眼镜放在嘴里抿一下就可以再戴了。他说 put it in your mouth, 嘴巴就是 mouth。你觉得这样子可以吗？
Oh, my eyes hurt.
You stare at that computer too much. That's not good for your eyes.
I know, but I have to finish my work.
Do you take breaks?
Sometimes.
You should give your eyes a break every 20 minutes.
Really? That often?
Yes. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away.For 20 seconds.
Now this is a problem many people have. We all stare at computers for a long time. So Katie, what does it mean to stare?
When you stare at something for a long time, you look at it. But it's not polite to stare at people. That's rude.
I'm sorry, Katie.
Friends, let's learn more about this phrase, stare at something, with Christina.
Rob 眼睛痛 ,Abby 觉得他是盯着电脑看太久了。You stare at that computer too much. Stare 是今天的单字,盯着看的意思。 我们来学它的片语 stare at something。 用介系词 at， stare at something 是盯着或者是凝视某样东西。如果有人盯着你看，你可能会不太舒服，或许你会说 don't stare at me， 或者问他 why are you staring at me， 你为什么盯着我看呢？
When you're at work, maybe you have to stare at a computer for a long time. If you do, listen to what Abby tells Rob.
Yeah, she tries to help him because his eyes hurt. Staring at a computer is not good for your eyes.
When you say something isn't good for you, that's something you should not do. You can say that eating too much junk food isn't good for you.
Or working too much isn't good for you either. But Rob has to stare at his computer, even though it's not good for his eyes.
You're right. He has to finish his work. We all have hard work to do and finish things we need to do. But it's important to take breaks and a rest.
We always take a short break on the show, and you should take a couple of breaks when you are at work, too.
Taking a short break lets you rest and work harder later. So what does Abby tell Rob to do?
She tells Rob that he should give his eyes a break every 20 minutes. That means he should take 3 breaks every hour.
Right. So every 20 minutes, he should take a break and look away from the computer for about 20 seconds.
And then he can go back to work, and maybe his eyes will feel a little better. Abby is really helpful. She tells him a lot of things today that can help him.
She is helpful. Maybe she had this problem before. Well, everyone, that's all we need to talk about for now. So let's go and watch Conversation B.
Thanks for the advice.I should take better care of my eyes.
Yes, you only have one pair.
I know.
When was the last time you saw an eye doctor?
Maybe 5 years ago?
You should see one again. Everyone should see an eye doctor every 2 years.
Okay. How do you know all this?
My dad is an eye doctor.
Abby is giving Rob a lot of great advice today, and that's a key word that we should talk about some more.
If you give someone advice, you tell them things that would help them in some way. You can give advice to a friend who is having a problem.
Yeah, if you're having a problem with something too, you should ask someone for advice. It's a good way to get some help from people.
And Rob knows that Abby's advice is right. He should take better care of his eyes. He only has one pair.
Yeah, we all only have one pair of eyes. And remember, a pair of something is two things. You have two eyes, so we call that a pair.
What other things do you call a pair? Well, two shoes is a pair. If you wear glasses...Those are called a pair. And what about socks? They come in pairs too.
Thanks, Peter. But let's keep talking about our pairs of eyes. It's important to take care of your eyes. How do you do that? You can go see an eye doctor.
And that's why Abby asks Rob, when was the last time you saw an eye doctor?
That's a good question, but I have a better one.When was the last time you learned from Rebecca? We haven't done that yet today, so let's go to her now.
Hello, friends. It's time to learn today's grammar point. When was the last time you did something? For example, when was the last time you saw a movie? Or, when was the last time you took a vacation?This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Wow, the last time Rob went to see the eye doctor was 5 years ago.
That's too long. Like Abby says, everyone should see an eye doctor every 2 years. That way, your eyes stay healthy.
Yeah, this makes me think. I haven't been to see the doctor in a couple years either. I feel okay, but maybe I should go anyway.
You should, Peter. Everyone should visit a doctor at least once a year.
Thanks for the advice, Katie. Now, let's learn this calendar phrase.
Thanks for the advice.
Thanks for the advice.
谢谢你的忠告。
Work hard every day.
Thanks for the advice.
Always do your best.
Thanks for the advice.
Never give up.
Thanks for the advice. You should write a book.
Good idea. Thanks for the advice. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks for the advice.
谢谢你的忠告。
If someone gives you some advice, you can use this calendar phrase. And we also learned today that taking breaks is important, so let's take one right now. We'll be back again very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. This is our health lesson. And we're learning about eyes. It's important to take care of your eyes because we only have one pair.
Yes, and we learned that Rob hasn't been to an eye doctor in almost 5 years. That's way too long. He needs to go see one soon. And we also need to see what happens in conversation C, so let's go there right now.
Hi, Rob. Are you okay? Yes, but one of my contacts is bothering me. Take it out! I would, but how can I clean it in here? Just put it in your mouth. Then you can put it in your eye. No, thanks. That's a good way to get an eye infection. Really? I do it all the time.
Oh, so Rob wears contacts. Those things help you see clearer and better, like glasses. I wear contacts when I teach, but other times I wear glasses.
And I wear contacts all the time. They're very convenient, but sometimes they can hurt. Sometimes dust gets in them.
So that might be what happened to Rob today. One of his contacts is bothering him.
Yes, it can be really annoying when something bothers your contacts. It can hurt a lot. Peter, what are you doing?
I'm trying to bother you, Katie. Did it work?
Yeah, it did. Why did you do that?
Well, I'm a teacher, and I'm teaching our students what this word bothers means.
Okay. When something bothers you, friends, it can make you mad. Peter just bothered me a lot. But thanks for teaching our friends that, Peter.
No problem, anytime. Okay, what else should we talk about? We know that Rob's contacts are bothering him.
So, we should learn about that sentence from Christina right now. Here she is, friends.
Rob 戴着隐形眼镜，但是其中有一片眼睛弄得他眼睛很不舒服。他说 ,One of my contacts is bothering me. 当你要讲到某一样东西的其中之一的时候，就是用 one of something, 比如 one of my friend, 我朋友中的一个。One of the rooms, 其中一间房间。One of the schools, 其中一所学校。因为讲的是很多东西中的其中一项，所以 one of something 的这个 something 一定要用复数名词，不要忘记咯。比如说 ,Laura is one of my best friends. Laura 是我最好的朋友之一，或者 Valentine's Day is one of my favorite holidays， 情人节是我最喜欢的节日之一。
Thanks, Christina. If one of your contacts is bothering you, it really hurts. You can't do nothing. You have to do something. So, you have to find a way to fix the problem.
So Jim says that Rob could just take the contact out. He could try to put it in his mouth. That might help him clean his contacts.
Put it in his mouth? That's not clean. I think the mouth is a dirty place. That's why you have to brush your teeth every day. I think that's why Rob says he could get an eye infection. Nobody wants that.
That's true. Putting your contacts in your mouth probably isn't the best way to make your contacts feel better. I hope Rob finds a way to fix this problem. Maybe we'll find that out in tomorrow's lesson.But right now, it's time for us to review our key words. Say them with us.
Here's our first key word of the day. Stare. Stare. Mary stared at the TV screen.
Eye. Eye. Matt can't see out of one eye.
Pair. Pair.Jan is wearing a pair of gloves.
Advice. Advice. Thanks for the good advice.
Contact. Contact. Ken wears contacts so he can see better.
Mouth. Mouth. John put the food in his mouth.All right, those were all the keywords we learned today. Right now, let's review today's conversations.
Oh, my eyes hurt.
You stare at that computer too much. That's not good for your eyes.
I know.But I have to finish my work.
Do you take breaks?
Sometimes.
You should give your eyes a break every 20 minutes.
Really? That often?
Yes. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Thanks for the advice.I should take better care of my eyes.
Yes, you only have one pair.
I know.
When was the last time you saw an eye doctor?
Maybe 5 years ago?
You should see one again. Everyone should see an eye doctor every 2 years.
Okay. How do you know all this?
My dad is an eye doctor.
Hi, Rob. Are you okay?
Yes, but one of my contacts is bothering me.
Take it out.
I would, but how can I clean it in here?
Just put it in your mouth. Then you can put it in your eye.
No, thanks. That's a good way to get an eye infection.
Really?I do it all the time.
Oh.
What's wrong, Monkey Man?
My eyes hurt.
Why? What happened to your eyes?
I think I've been staring at the computer too much.
You need to take better care of your eyes.
I know, but I have to use the computer.
Remember, you only have one pair of eyes.
That's true.
Are your contacts bothering you too?
Yes.
Then take them out and clean them.
Well, that's good advice, Ginger.
Yeah, but don't put them in your mouth, ew.
Oh, right, because I might get an infection.
No, because you might swallow them.
Very funny.
Yeah.
It is Monday, so today we answer it. Let's go to question one. How often should you give your eyes a break? How often should you give your eyes a break?
The answer is in conversation A. You should give your eyes a break every 20 minutes. Here's question two. How do you take care of your eyes? How do you take care of your eyes? Let's go to our friends for an answer.
How do I take care of my eyes? Oh, that's easy. I don't look at the computer for too long. That hurts my eyes. Also, I eat good foods like bananas. Well, carrots. Carrots are good for your eyes. I also go to the eye doctor. Yeah, that's what I do. I want my eyes to be great because I only have one pair of eyes. How about you?
How do I take care of my eyes? It's important to take care of my eyes. So, if my eyes start to feel dry, I will use eye drops. It's also important to take care of my eyes so that they don't feel tired. I spend a lot of time looking at a computer screen, so it's important to make sure I rest my eyes as well, simply by closing them.
How do I take care of my eyes? I'm on the plane a lot, and it's very dry on the plane. So I always stock up on eye cream, and I put eye cream many times throughout the day. Also, I always wear sunglasses because being in the sun causes more wrinkles. And because I need to look pretty for my job, I can't have more wrinkles. So I wear sunglasses to protect my eyes.
How do I take care of my eyes? Well, I eat a lot of food that help my eyes, like tuna and carrots. I also try not to look at my computer screen for too long when I'm at work. Also, try to look at the color green more. They help you relax your eyes. So how do I take care of my eyes? I eat healthy food, I look less on the computer screen, and I try to look at the color green more.
And that's all the time we have for today. Come back tomorrow for part two here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.